531. The White Ribbon Waitakere is a local campaign that celebrates loving families and respectful relationships. Everyone deserves to feel safe, loved and nurtured, but far too many members of our community are suffering as a result of family violence. We are joined now by Amelia Fletcher, manager at Waves Trust, and Maunga Michael Alofa, a specialist advisor with Auckland Council for more. Kia ora, Amelia. Marosui Fulau Fionga, Maunga, thank you both for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Kia ora, thank you for the opportunity.
Kia ora, Brian Sangala, Marlo Marosui for more, and warm Pacific greetings to all your listeners.
Amelia, if we can begin with you, please. How was White Ribbon Day yesterday observed across Aotearoa, kicking off, I think, 16 days of activism?
White Ribbon Day looked a bit different this time around because of COVID. So normally, four White Ribbon communities across Aotearoa will organise their own events, their own campaigns. So that might be a White Ribbon March, a bake sale, a sausage sizzle, a community event. And some of that did happen across the country. But for those of us up here in Auckland, it was more of a remote campaign. But there were still a lot of things that happened around the country. There was a gathering at Parliament yesterday that was attended by White Ribbon ambassadors, some of the White Ribbon riders, who are a group of motorcyclists who normally do a ride throughout the country. Some of our government ministers were there and other dignitaries. So they were there to talk about the campaign and promote family violence prevention and awareness. One of the other things that happened yesterday was police from the Eastern District shared some of their personal experiences of family violence, which was really powerful. Five of the officers shared their histories of family violence. Some of it was around when they were children, some more recent. The Sky Tower was lit up white last night to mark the campaign. And for us here in Waitakere, we're hoping to hold a community event next year when we can, so that we can get out and spread the word amongst our community.
Now, Amelia, can you give us an overview of the work that White Ribbon does for, you know, those of us not familiar with this incredible initiative?
Yeah, sure. So White Ribbon is an international campaign. It was started by a men's movement in Canada in 1991. And November 25 is White Ribbon Day, and that is recognised internationally and was officially adopted by the UN as the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. So here in Aotearoa, White Ribbon New Zealand are the ones that promote the campaign. They produce campaign resources, including their white ribbons, such as that one. And each year there's a different campaign theme. So this year's theme is to shine a light on violence prevention. So White Ribbon New Zealand have been asking people to share stories of transformation, of healing, and what works to prevent family violence. And one of the big things that White Ribbon New Zealand tries to push is to try and challenge some of those outdated, stereotypical ways in which we define what it means to be a man, and trying to say, you know, you can, as a man, you can be brave, you can be strong, but you can also be caring and vulnerable. And just trying to challenge some of those attitudes that can feed into family violence and also have a negative impact on mental health for our men.
The dangers of toxic masculinity, indeed. Yeah. Now, Maunga, can you tell us more about this amazing White Ribbon Waitakere campaign, please?
Oh, look, the whaftai lover, thank you, Ma, for having us this afternoon and the opportunity. Look, the White Ribbon Waitakere campaign is designated this week as a White Ribbon Week. Although, and as we all know, family violence is not limited to one week. This week, we've been promoting messaging of loving families, and respectful relationships whilst encouraging the Waitakere community to stand up against family violence. This week, we've posted a few videos messaging from our West Auckland community and agency showing their support for the campaign. I know you're a great dad and a granddad, Ma'a, and we both agree that everyone deserves to feel safe and loved and nurtured. As we all know, far too many members of our communities are suffering as a result of our family violence. So for those of us across Tamaki Makaurau, we've been in lockdown for over 100 years as of yesterday, as you know, Ma'a, and we understand this lockdown has brought many challenges around physical stress, economic and financial loss, frustrations, anxiety, and mental strain on our communities. So the aim of this annual campaign is about bringing the safety awareness to our communities, resilient families, and encourage our communities to stand up against family violence. You know, Ma'ara, I want to echo that our campaign is not limited to Waitakere or Tamaki Makaurau, as I know your listeners are widely spread across the motu. I know a high percentage of us know someone affected by family violence. So my plea to your listeners is if you see something, you know, please say something or please do something. Thank you, Ma'a.
Thank you, Maunga. Now, Amiria, as part of the campaign, some key messages, can you share those with us, please?
Yeah, so we're encouraging the community to get involved in the campaign, and we're trying to show that there are heaps of just really simple, basic things that you can do to show you're against family violence. So one of the best things you can do is just to be a really loving, caring partner and parent, you know, role model what that looks like, and show the people that are most important to you that you love and cherish them. That's the number one thing you can do. Another message that we're really keen to promote is to check in with your friends and your whānau, because having good relationships is actually a way in which we can prevent family violence, because it reduces isolation and it makes people less vulnerable. So make sure you nurture your relationships and check in with those that are close to you. And we're also asking people to think about the way that they communicate with their partner, their children, because sometimes when we get frustrated, we can say things that hurt others in the heat of the moment. And especially, you know, for us up here in Tamaki Makaurau, we've been in lockdown for a long time and there's a lot of stress and frustration there. So when we practice positive communication that shows that we respect our loved ones and means we can talk things out rather than letting it build up and bubble over. Another key message is to think about what a respectful relationship means to you. So we should always be treating people in ways that enhance their mana and uphold their dignity. So it's just that really simple message of treat people the way that you want to be treated, and respect is about having equality in your relationships, not dominating other people or having power and control over other people. And then finally, we're just encouraging people, reach out if you need support. So if you need some support to change your behaviour, there are some amazing organisations that can help you to do that. If you need support because you're experiencing family violence, again, we have organisations that can help you. And just sending that message that violence and abuse is never, never okay. And if you need immediate assistance, if it's an emergency, obviously call 111 to get help from the police.
Now, Amiria, your manager at Waves Trust in West Auckland, running this campaign. Can you tell us a little bit more about the work that you do?
Yeah, sure. So WAVES stands for Waitakere Anti-Violence Essential Services. So we are a family violence network organisation, and we're based in Henderson in West Auckland. So we coordinate the West Auckland Family Violence Network, which is made up of a whole range of different organisations, including government organisations like police, also community organisations that provide counselling, refuge, housing, mental health support, food parcels, all that kind of stuff. And our job is to try and link them all together because our work is so much more effective and meaningful when we are working collaboratively and can provide that wraparound support to our community. And another big part of the work we do is to coordinate the Waitakere White Ribbon campaign, which we do alongside a whole range of other key organisations.
Someone's needing a bit of a feed there, so we, you know, let's get to the end of this kōrero. But I've got a puppy at home, Snoopy, so always got to make sure that they're well fed. Thank you. Now, in terms of organisations that are partnering with Waves, Maunga, who are some of the great organisations? I'm sure Auckland Council in there somewhere.
Oh, look, Faftai love him. Yes, absolutely. No, he's not hungry, actually. I think it's the mailman is here. Our organisations that are partnering up with Waves this year is Auckland Council, our three West local boards, the Whau, Waitakere Rangers, and Henderson Massey. Te Puni Kokere is on board. Waitemata Police, our family harm team up there, does a wonderful job across the whole district. The Man Alive, Family Action, Vision West, Community Waitakere, Family Works, Neighbourhood Support Waitakere, Waitemata Community Law Centre, Ministry of Justice, Orangata Mariki, and lastly, the Empowerment Trust. So as you can see, a few NGOs and agencies, you know, we're all like that whole village concept, you know, takes a village to raise a child, and we're all heading for the same manusa, more goalpost. Anyway.
Come on. And finally, please, Maunga, where people can find out more information on the campaign?
Thank you. Look, if they just go onto the Waves website, you know, Waves, www.waves.org.nz, or if they Google Community Waitakere, their Facebook will come up as well. But look, can I just reiterate that, you know, if you need help right now across your listeners, you know, call 111. That is why that number is there for all our communities to take advantage of. For our children and young people, please call 0800 942 8787 or 0800 WhatsApp to talk to a trained counsellor, because you know, given the challenges that this lockdown and this pandemic has put on our communities, we're just reaching out to say use those support lines as much as you can. Thank you, Ma'a.
Whawhitei tere lawalawa fionga Maunga Michael Alofa, Specialist Advisor with Auckland Council and Manager at Waves Trust in West Auckland, Amiria Fletcher. Thank you both for your time this afternoon and all the very best for the success for this year's campaign. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Ma. God
bless. Thank you so much.